Could the choice of diabetes medication change a patient's cardiovascular risk? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you today from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A new analysis in the Annals of Internal Medicine compared cardiovascular outcomes across common glucose-lowering medications for type 2 diabetes. Researchers examined data from more than 1.2 million adults initiating therapy with either metformin, SGLT2 inhibitors, GLP-1 receptor agonists, DPP-4 inhibitors, sulfonylureas, or insulin. Compared with metformin, both the GLT-2 inhibitors and the GLP-1 receptor agonist were associated with significantly lower rates of major cardiovascular events, including myocardial infarction, stroke, and cardiovascular death. In contrast, sulfonylureas and insulin were linked to higher event rates, while DPP-4 inhibitors showed a neutral effect. These findings reinforce current guideline trends that prioritize agents with established cardiovascular benefit for patients with or at risk for heart disease. The authors emphasize that real-world data continue to support selecting therapies not only for glycemic control, but also for their cardiovascular safety profiles, especially in a population where atherosclerotic events remain a large cause of morbidity and mortality. In our next story, we learn from a large population-based study in JAMA Network Open that found no link between mRNA COVID-19 vaccination during the first trimester of pregnancy and major congenital malformations. Using France's National Mother-Child Registry, researchers evaluated over 275,000 live-born infants from pregnancies starting between April 2021 and January 2022. About 1 in 4 infants had prenatal exposure to an mRNA vaccine during the first trimester. The analysis assessed 75 types of congenital malformations across 13 organ systems and found no increased risk among vaccine-exposed pregnancies. Investigators noted that maternal COVID-19 infection, by contrast, is associated with higher rates of preterm birth, maternal morbidity, and perinatal complications. These findings provide reassuring evidence supporting the safety of mRNA vaccination early in pregnancy and reinforce current public health recommendations to vaccinate during pregnancy to protect both mother and infant. And finally, a new study from Mass General Brigham, published in NPJ Digital Medicine, highlights a sycophantic flaw in large language models, their tendency to be overly agreeable rather than accurate. Researchers tested several advanced models, including GPT and Llama systems, with illogical drug safety prompts. Instead of challenging the flawed reasoning, the models complied and produced false medical advice, sometimes 100% of the time. By prompting the models to recall medical facts first or explicitly rejecting illogical requests, accuracy improved dramatically. Fine-tuning further reduced the sycophantic responses without compromising overall performance. Lead author Danielle Bitterman, MD, explained that these systems, quote, don't reason like humans do, end quote. The study underscores that helpfulness isn't always harmless in medicine. For clinicians, the message is clear. Even the smartest AI can sound convincing while being wrong, making vigilance and informed oversight essential when integrating large language models into clinical practice. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.